to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out over the phone lines and the Zoom lines to our friend from the Michigan Festivals and Events Association, MFEA, welcoming back Mike Sukant, President and CEO of MFEA. How are you today, Mike?
Doing great, Jeffrey.
Excellent. Well, we didn't catch you on the road this time, so I'm sure you're deep in the plans for an event that's coming up 6 weeks and a day from our recording session. That is the annual convention, but it's got a twist this year. So could you share that with the Michigan business community?
Yes. Jeffrey, thank you very much for allowing me to share today. We've always had a convention at the end of October, beginning of November, to kick off the upcoming year's festivities, training and education and ideas and keynote speakers. And for 28 years, we've done that live and in person. And unfortunately, with the climate today and COVID, we have decided to do this as an online event. It's going to be November 6th and 7th. Broken into four-hour sessions, two on Friday and two on Saturday. It's going to mirror the in-person convention as much as possible. We're going to have keynote speakers, and we're going to have breakout sessions. We're going to have our trade show, having our showcase of entertainment, and we're having an online auction. Basically, the only things what we're missing is our networking, our hospitality suites, and our food and beverage. If I could figure out how to get food and beverage to everybody, I'd do it. If I figure out how to get everybody into a hospitality room, I'd do it. But unfortunately, those are some of the challenges. As far as our keynote speakers go, I did have a conversation just last evening with Mr. Chris Holman, and Chris is going to be joining me for the kickoff meeting the first day to open up the events. I asked him if he could do the let's get ready to rumble, and he said, well, I can get something close to that. So we're going to try to get everybody hyped up and talk about the future for festivals and events in 2021. Our theme for the convention is we're bringing back the fun in 2021. So that's going to be the mantra. That's what we're going to be pushing. Some of the other keynote speakers, we've got Dave Lorenz from Pure Michigan is going to be talking about the Pure Michigan campaign and what that means to the economy here in the state of Michigan. And we're also going to have another one of the breakout sessions is going to be Tom Dalton and Jim Edelman from Under the Radar. We'll be talking about their travels and their activities and how they view festivals and events in the state of Michigan. And then our fourth one is going to be Chris Swanson, Genesee County Sheriff, and he's going to be talking about, unfortunately, the dark side of festivals and events, and that's going to be human trafficking and how to spot it and how to prevent it. So we're looking forward to it.
And Chris is a dynamic Michigander that I've known about for several years now, even well before he made the national headlines back in June for his handling of the community situations there. So you've got a high caliber convention on your hands. So leading up to that point, what are some of the nuts and bolts that the business community or the festivals can be thinking about in order of registering or participating in your virtual fair?
Well, we do have some trade shows that are available, some booths available. So if someone wants to contact the office at molly@michiganfun.com, we can get them a registration for the booth. And the online registration is available at michiganfun.com right now if you want to register for attending the show.
It's too bad something couldn't have been set up perhaps with some of the venues that have been fine hosts in the past, such as down in Kalamazoo or there in Bay City and up in Boyne City and in Traverse City, where they could have the socially distanced amount of limited access people that could be watching the convention on TVs from some of the venues of past conventions. Something to think about, but this is going to be a great event. And beyond that, you were, when we last spoke with you, taking the great magazine for MFEA out and about to Michigan. So how did that go, and what's been the reaction so far now that it's in some folks' hands?
The magazine was very well received. We did do a number of areas in the state where I personally took them out and hand-delivered them to chamber of commerces and visitor centers. Definitely wanted to get the word out that we are here. And one of the changes that we're going to be doing for 2021 is we're going to be publishing that on a seasonal basis. So there'll be four quarterly editions of that so that we can focus on the seasons and the events that are going on in that season to get more exposure to those festivals and events. Obviously, COVID is still going to be around and we need to be watching that. And everyone needs to be practicing the CDC guidelines to be able to safely navigate through that. And hopefully by the time our season kicks off next year, we will have a vaccine for it. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Either a vaccine or a proven method of treating that virus. So
perfect. Well, MFEA, the Michigan Festivals and Events Association, is bringing back the fun in 2021, and your virtual convention's 6 weeks from now for November 6th and 7th, and we'll have more information leading up to that right here on Michigan Business Network, and they can also go to your website. What is that again, Mike?
MichiganFun.com.
Perfect. Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate speaking with you guys anytime.
Wonderful. Once again, Mike Sukan is the president and CEO of the Michigan Festivals and Events Association, MFEA. And we'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.